The movie maven is with us. That would be Stephanie Curtis. Nobody knows who Art Fearn is, so I guess I could do Art Fearn all day around here, and nobody would have any idea what I'm doing. Hello, Stephanie. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. So what do we got? We're talking about here.
We're going to talk about Locke. This is a new movie. Have you heard about this movie?
I have
it's
not.
Locke, L-O-C-K-E. It's a guy's name, Ivan Locke. And it's Tom Hardy is the only person you see on screen. It's another one of these gimmick movies, but it's so much more than a gimmick. He gets in a car and he drives for about 90 minutes and you watch him drive the car and he takes phone calls over a speakerphone in the car. And as he takes the phone calls over the speakerphone, you realize some challenges he's been facing lately in his life professionally and in his domestic life, and he's trying to, and it's all coming to a head this one night, and he's driving away from home and it's dark and you only see him. It's completely great. And
really
it's only him on screen.
It sounds like a premise for a great one-man stage play.
Yeah,
but can it hold your attention for a movie.
It's really, and when it started, I love Tom Hardy. He was in Dark Knight Rises. He played Bane, and he played in Bronson. He played the most violent prisoner in the UK a couple years ago in this art film, and he played. He's just a great actor, but to have to just sit and watch one guy talk on the phone, and you hear the other end of the phone call, but that when it first started, and you suddenly realize, wow, what are we going to look at when the camera cuts to the speedometer, and you're like, wow, really? What are we going to be looking at here? Mm-hmm. We're going to be looking at temperature control? I don't know. And you really forget about it, and you get completely engaged in the story and what is happening to this guy. If you see the trailer, so I was deceived by the trailers for this movie, because when you see the trailers, you do know that he's trapped in a car, but the way they cut it, they want to make it look really exciting because they're up against, are you going to go see a movie about a guy sitting in a car talking to people on a phone?
Yeah.
And so they want to, and it is, it's dramatic and you're on the edge of your seat about what's going to happen. And it's wonderful, but it is not a crime thriller, and they make it look like a crime thriller in the trailer. And I was led to, and so I kept waiting for like, oh, this is when he's going to say, I murdered 12 people back there.
Yeah.
And it's not that. It's more about, it's more philosophical than that. It's about a man who is following who he is to such a degree that his life is falling apart. Okay. And you're watching it fall apart. And
so
it's his own fault.
There is a payoff at the end of the movie. I mean,
yes.
It's going to be worth it. Okay.
It is completely worth it. It is a great movie. And you leave it thinking about, like, what would I do? What kind of a person would I follow through on this? Would I be the type of person who would do what he did? And it's great, totally great. And Tom Hardy is wonderful, and you're completely engaged, and I loved it. And really,
that's great.
Guy sitting in a car, it completely works.
Sounds boring, but it works on the screen.
Not.
All right.
Despite the fact that the trailer, the preview makes it look like one thing,
it's still
a great movie. Despite that,
the drama and the thrills come from other things.
Cool, awesome, and it is called Locke,
It's
L-O-C-K-E,
and it's playing at either the Landmark Lagoon or the Uptown right now.
Very good. Well, Google it. Use your Google.
Use your Google, people.
Thank you,
Stephanie.
One or
the other. A couple blocks away. If you go to one, it's at the
other.
It's just around the corner.
That's right. Stephanie Curtis, thank you very much.
See you next week.
Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven at Minnesota Public Radio.